We're back here on Downtown on a Wednesday afternoon, and it's time for another visit with folks from the Top Gun Entrepreneurship Program. Joining us in studio is, of course, Emma Wilson. Emma, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Rich.
Week four, and we're having such a good time meeting these very talented people and learning about wonderful projects that are going on and the work that you folks are doing.
Yeah, I always find it amazing to talk to the entrepreneurs in our class, and I hear them talk about their ideas that they're coming up with. It's amazing that these things are happening right here in Bangor.
And it sounds like, too, from the different folks that we've talked with, it's not a one-size-fits-all situation that you do, but you folks are finding what they need and helping them in whichever direction they need to go.
Yes, definitely. So we help all types of entrepreneurs, from the people that are just launching their business, like Krishna here, from to the more established companies that are looking to scale up. So we work with a lot of different ones.
Well, in studio with us today is Krishna Jamadagni, who is in the process of developing what sounds like a phenomenal diagnostic tool, an electronic stethoscope. But tell us a little bit about how this will work and what it will do for folks trying to figure out what is wrong with someone.
We started toying with this idea as to, do we have anything? When I say we, it's me and my colleague, Dr. Satish. Coming from a medical background, having worked in different settings, we thought stethoscopes have not really changed much since the 1800s. And in the last decade or so, there have been improvements. They amplify the sounds, but then there is this issue of subjective hearing, what's between our ears. If four people hear the same sounds, not all four people will agree that that's what exactly that they have heard. So what if we are able to take out this subjectivity by using the amplified sound converted into sound waves that we see here and be able to identify the sound? Is it normal? Is it an abnormal heart sound? And then we plan to add on to the lung sounds. So,
and a big part of that will be artificial intelligence. How
correct.
Will that work?
We'll start collecting data. We plan to go in three routes: device, data, and intelligence. Once the prototype comes out, we're going to start collecting data from patients. And then we're going to, this pool data will be correlated with these audio waveforms. And then we plan to identify these sounds. It'll be something like, as we are texting these days, we come up with these, the texting, the phone gives you about three options. Is this what you're trying to mean? So that's our goal. End goal would be, we'd be able to hopefully give about three possible differential diagnosis that first point of contact in the healthcare field can use.
Well, that is wonderful. Now, you're working with the Top Gun people, and you were saying before we went on the air that one of the things they're helping you do is refine your pitch and also help make contact with the right people to hear your pitch.
Absolutely. I have failed before, and this time I wanted the right weight, and Top Gun is a wonderful program out here which I didn't know existed. And here we are, and they are helping me grow step by step so that I don't make any mistakes while I'm making this happen.
What do you see as the market for this stethoscope once it's developed? Will it be medical facilities? Will it be individual doctors?
Experienced clinicians probably might not be using this. In our experience, we have found that it takes about a good 2 to 7 years post-training to be able to identify these sounds. That said, a fresh medical graduate, when I was getting out of med school, I could not identify at that point in time. It took me a few years. The primary point of contact is changing. As it changes, we would like to be able to enable this population to not miss sound, to screen sounds better. That said, we are talking about a developed country, and what if we take this to an underdeveloped or a developing country where in remote parts of the world, there are not even clinicians, let alone super specialists. So that's where we plan to.
So it sounds like there's no shortage of a marketplace for this once you reach that point.
That's what we feel at this point.
Sure. Well, it's such a wonderful idea. We're so excited to hear about it and to follow along with what you're doing. And do you have a timeline in mind when you'd like to be ready to present this?
We're working on it at this point, as mentioned before, provisional patent and company formation is in place, and then we are going to go and start looking for funds. We have identified probably a biomedical engineer from UMaine. Go from there.
Well, there you go. Well, we wish you wonderful success with this. It sounds like something that can help an awful lot of people, not just here, but all around the world. So thank you so much for sharing your story with us, and we wish you much, much success in getting this going.
Thank you so very much for your wishes, and thanks for having me.
That is Krishna Jamadagni with us. And Emma, before we let you go, I wanted to talk to you. I don't know if you saw this. Are you a baseball fan?
A little bit, yeah.
Watching the Red Sox game the other night, and they show the dugout, and Jerry Remy says, "What is that thing?" It was the Arm Aid.
Oh, the Arm Aid.
It was the Arm Aid.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
A pitcher was using it to stretch out in the dugout. So I tweeted at them and said, I can tell you exactly what it is, and it's produced in Blue Hill, Maine.
That's awesome to hear. And you know what? There's another company that I can think of that you might see using. It's a Maine company up in Greenville where I'm from. Dovetail bats.
Oh,
they
yes.
produce wooden bats, and a lot of the MLB players are starting to use them. So that's another main company to look out for if you're watching baseball.
Fantastic. We'll keep our eyes open for that. And next week, another entrepreneur will join us as we feature those folks involved in the Top Gun program. Thanks, Emma.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.